Okay, today's daf is daf Tes Zayin, and as we go rapidly ahead, we remember that yesterday we were right in the middle of discussing the issue of what happens when you have two completely different dinim that work together. Let's say you have Gidud, you have Mechitzah, so you have Kiyama Get through the Fanai Nechtav, B'takonas Chachomim, or you have Kiyama Get through the actual Kiyam of Edim, and so on. So those issues, including the one of Netilat Yadayim that was so interesting at the end of yesterday's daf, are not yet concluded, and we begin today with a further question on this issue, which is right in the middle of the daf, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Harei Amru, we know that Chazal were Koveya, that Habba Rosho Verubo, B'mayim She'uvim, somebody who enters into a pool that contains Mayim She'uvim, or a Tahor She'naflu Al Rosho Va'al Rubo, Shalosh Lugin Mayim She'uvim, or someone who was Tahor, who now takes a shower, and three Lugim of Mayim She'uvim fall on this person, that in both of those cases, they made a Gezerah that he would be Tameh. The reason is that people used to go after the mikveh into a bath in order to clean off the filthy mikveh from themselves, which is quite understandable. And because of that, there gradually came to be a belief that, well, the real tahara comes from the cleanliness, and you only go into that one to make you recognize the fact that you've become clean and all of this dirt. And so people would begin skipping on the dirty part and just going into the clean part, which is also understandable. So therefore, they made a gezerah that if you go into a bath, then you would become tameh, and on a person that was actually tahor, they were gozer that if you take a shower, it would also be sufficient to be metameh you. They were not gozer on someone who was tahor, who would walk into a bath to become tameh, because it's a gezerah shein rov hatzibur yicholim lamod bo, and it was sufficient to make that gezerah to make it appear. In other words, people would not be makabel the gezerah if they didn't make it standard. That'd be some level of standard. And people say, oh, come off it, you know. Nobody else becomes tummy, but I become tummy because they're going to make it get out of here. So they had to extend the gezerah to include a Torah. On the other hand, say you can't even go to the public baths. That's crazy. So remember, they settled on this element. So we have two things that are metame, a person. Okay, so if he had just gone through the mikveh, he's tummy if he gets into the swimming pool that the mikveh is associated with, the baths, and if he's tahar and he takes a shower, so then it would become tummy of a very low level of tuma, but for things that could affect truma and so on, it becomes tummy. So what I'd like to know is, boy, Ravirmi, what is the din if he did not have Rosh of Arubo and he did not have Shlosh Lugin? He had half and half. Suppose he had Chetshu Bivya. He goes half of his body, goes into the bathtub, and half of his body gets the Shlosh Lugin, but not Rosh of Arubo. My. Are they Mitztaref or not? Says the Gemara, take Omer of Papa, I have another question. Of the same ilk. Hare amru ba'al keri chole. Shenadnu alav tisha kabin ma'im is toha. Look, we also remember that we have a tekanat Ezra. So tekanat Ezra is someone who is a ba'al keri, cannot make brachas, and can't learn. He has to go into at least some low level of tahara, even if it's not really a tahara d'oraisa and so on, but sufficient to prepare him for the kedusha of learning. So over there, if you have a balkaris, if he's not well, he's a person that it's difficult for him to, he'll go into freezing cold mikveh, catch pneumonia, he'll die. What is that? They made for him a takona that you can pour tisha kavin amayim. Now one kav is four lugs. Obviously, he already became tameh because of the mayim, which is an astounding kind of thing, that he can become tohar with the very mayim that's metameh, the tameh. But remember, it's not really so weird because we're talking about two totally different dinim. This is Takanat Ezra, to allow somebody who is a Balkari, not because of the real tumor. We're not dealing with the tumor. We're dealing with his lack of seriousness in becoming a Baal Keret. So the Torah has to be given be'emo, beretet, and so on, be'yira, be'zeyat. So because of that, we made this takana. We learned it out from Maimon Har Sinai. So of course, if it would really be a din in tumah, it would be a bit absurd. But as the Ritva points out, we're talking about different issues over here. So to be metayer the Baal Keret legabi takanat ezra, fine. If you have tisha lugin, which is a kabin, which is way more than the shlosh shalugin that we're metami you, it's metayer the keret. And what I'd like to know is, boy, Rav Papa, what would be the din of if he actually put half of his body into a real mikveh? The other half of his body he didn't put into the mikveh, but he had somebody pour tisha kabin over the other half of his body. Can I be mitzarev the half of the tisha kabin l'tahara with the half that's in the mikveh? Or do we say it's either all of one or all of the other? Same exact kind of issue. My, what would be the din over there? Says the Gemara, there too, tekun. And now we can get back to our Mishnah to further torture you with combinations of a funai nechta, of a funai nechtam, just to make sure that you still have your thinking caps on. Okay. So the Mishnah says, echad omer befanai nechtav. Echad omer befanai nechtav. So in this case, it would be pasul. Now, obviously, this leads us to ourselves wonder about what the din would be if both of them would be shluchim. Because that we spoke earlier, that we don't have the takana in cases where it's a rare occurrence, and it's rare that a get should be yotzei from two people that are shluchim. So, therefore, indeed, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan, this whole halacha that you get is possible, where you don't have the same person saying b'fanai nechtav, as saying before, nay nechtam is lo shanu, ela she'en haget yotzei mitachat yedei shneihem. Where one of them, only one of them is the shliach. So the shliach didn't do the takanat chachamim, and we never were metaken to believe a shliach in a case where he doesn't say before, nay nechtam, before, nay nechtam. But if the get, anyway, is being yotzei mitachat yedei shneihem, so in other words, both of them over here are shluchim. And not only shluchim, and Rashi says that they actually have to be the ones that are really, it's yotzi mitachat yadayim shneim adukim bo. They're actually both holding it. Not that they could be shluchim, they're actually both shluchim and are able to be included in the takona. Okay, so again, we had this svara earlier of Rabba's svara that it's a milsad lo shchicha, and a milsad lo shchicha, the rabbanim were not mitakein. So if the get is yotzei mitachat yad shneihem, then it would be kosher, even though they didn't say the proper takanat chachamim. And the only reason was we had to make sure that there would be no chashash of ichlufei b'kiyum shtoras di alma. So apparently, what would be the reason for such a thing? Alma kasav. Apparently what Rabbi Yochanan holds, if this is what he says, is that shnayim sheviyum, we did not get, we did not tayam, ain't tzrichim sheomar b'fanai nechtav v'nai nechtam at all. So if you have a single shliach who has to say b'fanai nechtav v'nai nechtam, so there obviously it's not going to help him very much if some other guy says one or the other. That won't help. But if two people brought it, we're over there. Basically, the main reason for the takona, even Rabba agrees, is ain't edim tzrichim l'kaimo. Over here, you have two enim that are there anyway for the kiyum get. As far as the problem of the lishma is concerned, we said after they learned it's only a gezerah shema yachzor adover, and over here it's an unusual event. So you've handled all your bases, and that must be what he holds, that there's no issue of even needing in the first place v'nai nechta v'nai nechtam. So therefore, what's the problem? If one of them says it, one of them doesn't say it, it's irrelevant, because you don't need it. Okay. Well, Abaye says to Rav Yehuda, according to you, if that's what is meant over here, lemi'ata, that two people that are the shluchim do not need to say at all b'fanai nechta v'nai nechta. So how do you understand the say for the Mishnah? Say for the Mishnah says, shnayim omrim b'faneinu nechta. Comes along a third person to say, b'fanai nechta. That nonetheless he's possible. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is Maksh. Now, I'm assuming that the reason the Rabbanan disagree, And I say it's possible. This time, huh? The Ein Aged Yotze Mitachat Yedei Shneihem. The way you're understanding it is that, yes, there may be three people here, but only one of them is the Shliach. Okay. But, in other words, Aged Yotze Mitachat Yedei Shneihem, let's say both of them, two of them, would have been the Shluchim. So then, Ein Achinami, you would try to tell me Machshirei Rabbanan, correct? Like you said. Right, you're saying before that if two people come along, there's no gezeira v'nai nechtam. This is what you're trying to tell me, yeah? He says, yeah, that's correct. That's exactly what I'm trying to tell him. Amar leis Rishum Bar Yehuda told him, that is what they would be saying. They would be machshir. Says Sabaye, v'chi ein get yotzei mitachat yedei shneihem b'may plige. I don't understand then what it is that they're arguing about. Now, the truth is, it isn't all that clear what they're arguing about if it's not Yotzei Midei Shneihem. And what we're about to do is reverse this in a moment and say it the other way around. So again, as Tosis points out, the Gemara does this kind of crazy thing in a number of places. It'll make an assumption first according to one lush and understand it in that way and say, okay, that I can understand, but the other way I can't understand. And it'll turn right around and say the other lush. I say, well, I can understand that first way, but I can't understand the second way. Okay, just to clarify the possibilities. So, to ask a question like this is strange in and of itself. You make a whole big deal and you say, so what are you saying? Is this what you're saying? Yes. Okay, so what are they arguing about? And you knew what they were arguing about. There needs to be something that anyway is being assumed. So in both directions, we're going to be assuming what the other case says should not have been assumed. This is a little bit strange. But this is lo nora. We do this. Right? It's one of the devices that the Gemara uses. So when Abaye says over, okay, I challenge you. Tell me what they would then be arguing about. Okay, and we'll soon see the alternative in a moment, what he was assuming they were arguing about. When we switch it around.
Okay, can I just clarify? You're saying if we bring any level of weirdness into the case, it would be a case of Logos of Barabonim.
No. If we bring any level of strange event into the case in how the Shlichut was done, so it was done by the woman herself, or it was done by the Baal, or it was done by two people, whatever those cases were, there, where we don't have the Ikar Takana, and we only have that additional question of Shema Yachzor HaDavar, the Rabbanim weren't going to Shema Yachzor HaDavar for what? What are the chances of such a thing? Okay. So I ask you now, so tell me, I'm asking you, tell me what they're arguing in. I don't believe you're going to have an explanation. Says the Gemara, of course I have an explanation. I say like this. Mar, the Tanakama holds, Mar Savar, that even though the aid of the Chatimah is a Shliach, and a Shliach is accepted by the Chachamim as the equivalent of two aidim, since he did not say before Nai Nechtav, we have a problem. Our standard problem. What's our standard problem? Gazrina Dilma Atilichlufi became Shtoris Diyama B'Yedachat. We're always afraid. Even according to Rava, who all along has said that we never had any concern about Lishma anyway. So why did we ever need to say before Nai Nechtav? Only because of this concern, we said, because we're Asi Lichlufi. Bekim shtaris the alma. Even according to Rabba, le'acher shalamdu, and now there's no real excuse for doing this, when both of them are shluchim, what we're saying is semilsel lo shvicha, so therefore we're going to have to be gozer, but there's a basis over here, therefore, for boshitas, okay? Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds mar sava, that since over here you need to have two witnesses that are signed, that are testifying to the ketiva, which is completely irrelevant in a normal shtar. Nobody needs to say anything about the ketiva. So therefore, in such a case, there's never a gezeira. So therefore, lo gazrina, there's no chashash that people will confuse it with kiyam shtaris bi'alma, even though this particular shliach is not the one that said b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, even though he can only say b'fanai nechtam. In such a case, there's no basis. That's all that I'm saying, says Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the machlokas. Whether we're chayish lechlufi or not, but ain't achinami. All the other things that you thought All of that is irrelevant. Now, there's a complete reversal of this whole sugya that goes like this. Lishnachrina amrila, according to this lashon, what Rabbi Yochanan had said was, Amr Shmuel b'Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, afilu geit yotzei mitachat yedei shneihem pasul. That this would be true, even if both of them are the shlichim of the Baal, nonetheless, it would be pasul, which is the exact opposite, in which case we would need to conclude, Alma kasavar, shnayim sheviu get mi midinat hayam, tzrichim sheyomru b'faneinu nechtam b'faneinu nechtam. And since they didn't say what the Takanat Chachamim over here was, because only one of them said b'fanei nechtav, and only one of them could say b'fanei nechtam, so now we have to be chayish for achlufei b'kim shtaris d'yam. And in this version, Abaye says exactly the opposite. Omer le'Abaye, b'shleima, if that wouldn't be true, then I understood. The machlokas was the way we said before that Abaye was saying, I don't understand, right? So then I understand. But the way you're learning, are you trying to tell me, ata, sefer, diktani, shnayim, amri, v'nai, nechtav, echadam, amri, v'nai, nechtam, pasul, v'rav, yuna, machshir, that machlokas would be true even in a case where the get would be yotzi, mitachat, yidei, shneihem, because you just said, well, even for that matter, mitachat, yidei, shloshtam, right? I mean, it doesn't, but in other words, it's an unusual case, that's the point. And I thought all along there was no chashash in that case. You're saying even in that case we've had to worry. Pasir Rabbana. Man. Yes, says Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda in this version. Or Malayin, that's exactly what I'm saying. The Rabbana would have pasled it. Tanakama holds that even if all of them are shlichim, if you don't say it properly, so you can't combine what one says and what the other one says. Either they say it or they don't. Says Abaye, well, that's crazy. The Micah Miflegay. How could Rabbi Yehuda, if that's the case, so what's he arguing about, Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, they didn't say Takanos Chachamim. I mean, certainly never found a machlokas about whether there is a Takana or not. Oh, Mar Savar. No, I'll tell you, it's very simple. The machlokas is that the Tanakama holds, why do we need to say V'nai Nechta? Is because of Isha'im Bekiyim Lishma. So therefore, you need for both to be able to say, "Bifanai nichtav," meaning "Bifanai nichtav l'shma." And if you didn't say it, it would be possible. Mashenken Rav Yehuda holds that the svara is l'fi she'ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimo. But if you have two shlichim, you always, by definition, have edim that are mitzuyim l'kaimo, according to Rava. And therefore, what would be the point of a takon in that case, since the people are around? And according to Rabbah, it's an unusual case. So he would be saying that if it's okay in this case, since two or three people brought it, not to say before 9 o'clock, maybe that's the machlokas. Wait, that's crazy. Now you're telling, you understand what you're now inferring? That the machlokas of Rabbah, and Rabbah is a machlokas tanoim. All along, the whole mesechta, we knocked our brains out to make sure that that's not the case. And now you're coming on, oh, yeah, why not? I mean, that's machlokas reviewed in the Rabbanan. Ah, come off it. So now you're going to tell me now, lema de rabba, the rabba is a machlokas tanoi? How else do we explain, according to this version, how are we going to explain the machlokas reviewed in the Rabbanan? Well, certainly not. Because Rav and Rabba would never have argued in something they believe was a machlokas tanoi without at least quoting the tanoim. I mean, that would be crazy. Neither of them quote the Tan. Obviously, they held that it was not dependent on machlokas. So Rava will say, look, I mean, the reason that I have no problem explaining the machlokas is because this never happened. It was all the Lishna Kama. According to Lishna Kama, we never got involved in this. According to Lishna Kama, we had a very simple question about whether there's a chashash that your asi lechlufa became shtaris de'alma or not. So don't ask me how I understand the machlokas, because the machlokas is not referring to a case where you have everybody being the Adam. Thank you very much. Okay, so therefore we have the other question. So don't ask me about it. Whereas Rava would say to you, I said, no. The truth is, I hold like the second motion. But what I say is that the Kulihama, whether you hold like the Tanakam Rebbe Yehuda, of course you need to have Lishma. So what's talking about over here? What is the machlokas? Whether we make the gezeirah of Shemayachzor l'davar l'kilkulei. That's the machlokas. So it's the Gezer Hashem Yachzor Adavad Kukulok HaMifgei. The Tanakam Ol Tamar Sofer Gazrinan. We are afraid they're going to forget the Dinim of Lishma. And therefore you need to say V'nai Nechtav V'nai Nechtam, despite the fact that Kvar Lamdu. And if they don't say it, it's a standing gezer and the get his parcel. Umar Rabbi Yudas Savar Lo Gazrina, when two people are gozer, we're not worried about it, because it's not shchiach, the two people should, and the rabbanon are not gozer, no makom where it's not shchiach, and therefore we don't have to be chayish in this case for the Shemayach or Dovel Kukol, even though normally we would, of course. And because of that, it's not one gezerah. We look at it as two separate stages. The Rabbanu never made a gezerah on something that is a weird circumstance. Says the Gemara, so wait, so you're saying now that Rav Yehuda holds that the Mishnah is talking about Le'acha Shelamdu, the way you're learning. The Mishnah is talking about Le'acha Shelamdu. Question is whether Yishem Yavzor Dover Le'kukula. This is how Rava wants to understand the Mishnah. Then I don't understand another issue, because then why didn't Rabbi Yehuda argue on the earlier case? Asks the Gemara, and Liflagnami Rabbi Yehuda Bereisha. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue in the Rabbanan even in the case where Echad Omer B'fanai Nechtav, Echad Omer B'fanai Nechtam, that over there we have no chashash for Lishma, because Kfar Lamb, and we have no chashash for the din of Shema Yagzor David Kukulo, because both of them are Shluchim. So why does Rabbi Yehuda only argue on the latter case where we have full testimony for the Ksiv? That's not the point. The point is you don't need B'fanai Nechtav or Nechtam in a case where it's not Motsu, you say. Oh, Itmar Allah says the Gemara, no, you know, Chinami. Omar Ula said about exactly this question, that actually Chalukah Ya Rabbi Yehuda Afarishana, of course Rabbi Yehuda argued, even if you hold like this Lishna Basra, obviously only like the Lishna Basra, so then you'll have to say that Rabbi Yehuda was chaylik even in that case of the Mishnah. According to the Lishna Kama, there's nothing for him to be chaylik on in the Reish. It's only in the Sefer where you have two people that are made on the Ktiva, so then you don't have the problem of Shema Asilich Lufi B'Kiyam Shtaris. What do you mean Kiyam Shtaris the Alma? There's two witnesses on the Ktiva. And don't tie it to me. But so in the other case, there's also one witness on the Ktiva. So why won't the person say, well, why did we need a witness on the Ktiva? No, because when he sees that, he'll say, ah, that's trivial. I mean, nobody takes one witness seriously anyway. That was just, some guy came in the bezel and laughed at it. They weren't really listening, because Ktiva is irrelevant. So what's actually going on over here? One guy came in and we became the Shana Bezel of one guy. Ha ha! So if that's the case, you got a problem of Asulich Lufe. So there would be no problem. But now that we're saying we have Xerwa, both are Shlichim, and that's the case it's talking about, and that's where they're arguing, so then you indeed have to worry. So if that's the case, isn't this unique? And therefore, Nachinami says, Ula, you're right. He would have been Chaylik on both cases. Masiv Rav Hoshaya Le'ula. Didn't we just learn that Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir Bezo? That's what I was taught. It's only that case where you have Shnayim Omrim B'fanai Nechtam and Echad Omer B'fanai Nechtam, and not in the other case. I assume that when you say not in the other case, I mean, that's all I was taught, but I would assume that the other is the case of, I mean, my love, L'ma'ute, Echad Omer B'fanai Nechtam, Echad Omer B'fanai Nechtam. Isn't that the other case? The very case that you're claiming that, yes, Rabbi Yehuda was Chaylik, even in that case, because after all, it's the same issue. You have two shluchim. You don't need to say v'nai nechtam, v'nai nechtam. So indeed, he would have argued on that case, right? Aha! So apparently you are wrong. So Rabbi Yehuda would be chaylik now only on the one case. No, says Ula, that's not, you're jumping to conclusions again. When it says in the other one, that's not the other one. That's not coming to be memayat the case of Echad Omer v'nai nechtam, Echad Omer v'nai nechtam. That's coming, Lemeute, the case of B'fanai Nechtam, Avalo B'fanai Nechtav, at all. So over there, there's Halkatai Tachamina. I mean, so you'll say, I mean, you need to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree, doesn't argue on that case. I mean, why in the world would anybody think in his right mind that he would? What's irrelevant? What's Rabbi Yehuda's far have to do with that case? No siree, sir. Let me explain to you why. It's actually quite brilliant. Look, I might have thought, Sagadai Tachamina, Is it not true that Reb Yehuda was not Gezer Shema Yachzor Adovel Kukuloi in the other case? Yes, that's what you were saying. That the reason Reb Yehuda is Machshir in two cases, according to me. Well, even if Echaram Rafani Nechtar, Echaram Rafani Nechtar, why was he Machshir? Because he's not Chai Shema Yachzor Adovel Kukuloi in the unusual case. So I would have thought, in exactly the same way, that Lo Gezer Reb Yehuda Gezera Shema Yachzor Adovel Kukuloi. So that means he's not sensitive to the possible bad implications of this, as long as there's a reason why we can say, you know, don't worry so much. So Dilma Ati Lechlufe Lukiyam Shtaris Diyama Be'eda Chanami Lo Gaza. I might have thought that even that other case, where Echad Amar B'Fanai, the other case being B'Fanai Nechtam, rather, Avalo B'Fanai Nechtam. So I might have thought that actually he isn't Gozer, because he doesn't know they're making Gezeris about this thing. It's not such a big deal. It was a takana we made for you, or, Numa Mela, what do you have to, Adkatekach, worry about every little thing. So maybe he wasn't Gezer Bichlal. And he hauls that Bidi Abad, if you said B'Fanai Nechtam, you didn't say B'Fanai Nechtam, it's not the end of the world. Kamash Malan, that Reb Yehuda is Machshir only because the Rabbanu weren't Gezer, in a case which is rare, that Shema Yachzor Adover LeKukulai. But to say that he would argue on the Chachomim, that he would say, no, the get is kosher b'diavad, even if you don't say b'fanai nechtav, because, it's only a gezeira of Shema Yachlifu, b'kiyam shtoris d'yalma, you don't have to worry so much. That's not true, you do have to worry. That's why we found it necessary to say, b'zov v'lo b'acheret. But when he was saying lo b'acheret, it certainly didn't mean lo b'acheret, where echad amar b'fanai nechtav, echad amar b'fanai nechtam. It was the case where one and only one was present, and he said b'fanai nechtav, but he couldn't say b'fanai nechtav, or vice versa. So there I would have had, amina kamash malan, not itmanami, and indeed, reads the Gemara that they said, actually, it was another lashna was said like the lishna basra we had over here, itmanami, Omar Rav Yehuda, Shnayim Sheviyu Get Mimidinat Hayam, there you should know, Banu L'machlokes Rav Yehuda V'Rabbanan. So according to Rav Yehuda, not to be confused with Rav Yehuda, of course, according to Rav Yehuda, the machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan are exactly the way that Ula understood it, like the second Lashon, that we're talking about the Afka case where both of them are Shluchim, and the machlokes over there was whether we should be Gezer, the Shail of Shema Yachzor Adavad Kukulay. Rabbi Bar Chana Cholash. So Rabbi Bar Chana was ill, and all the Gabei Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Lishiyule Beis, Rav Yehuda and Rabbi came in to see how he was doing, whether he was getting better. So of course, while they were there, they made him sick with shilas, but as is typical. So Bo Mine, so they asked him, what would be the din of Shnayim Sheviyo Get Mimidinat Hayam? Tzrichim Shomar B'Fanai Nechtam B'Fanai Nechtam O Ein Tzrichim? Omar Lam? Absolutely not. Ein Tzrichim. For a simple reason, let me ask you something. Uma ilu yomru b'fanenu girsha milo me'emne. Two people come and they saw we witness a gerusha. Is that kosher or not? Absolutely. There was, well, you need to have b'fanenu nechtam. So if they bring the get, they're not any different than saying b'fanenu girsha. So if that's the case, if two people are there, you don't need the entire thing. Adahachi. So while this was going on, this discussion, in walks Atahu Chavra, walks in a Chavra, and Rashi learns that a Chavra is the Parsi. But Tosis Oliver learns that it was one of the Umays that came and were they took over Poras. They became very active in Poras. They were Zoroastrians. They didn't allow anybody to have a fire in their home when it was in front of the Avodah Zorah. So he came and it was a holiday. So Shakla Vishragam, he came out, he walks into the house without a search warrant and he removes the lights because the lights are only mutter in the temple. So Omar Sarabha Babrachana, that's a bracha, they take away his light. This is disgusting. He says, Rachamana, Ribbeinu Shel Olam, O Betulach, either we should live in the Tzel Kenafecha, Oh, Betula the Bar Esav, at least give us the Romans, but these guys are impossible. We can't live with them. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. You're trying to say the Romans are better than the Persians. Lameima, Darmoi, Male, Mi Parsoi. I mean, didn't Rabbi Fia say in the Drosha? In a Brisa, he actually said, he wrote this. Amar Atani Rabbi Fia. My Dersiv Elohim Hevin Darka. Hu Yadat Mikoma. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the Derech of Loim De Tera. And he knows the correct place to put us that we should be able to learn. What does that mean? He knew that the Roman Gezeras, or the actual Gersi was Adomium, they changed it so it should have a double meaning to Aram. But the Gersi was originally Adomium, not Aromium. So it's a sort of a mixture of two concepts. See, he knew we wouldn't be able to live with Edom, because they drive us crazy with Gezeras and all kinds of problems, drafting Yeshiva Bochum, God only knows. Right? So because of that, Amar Viglotam the Bavel, so the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he sent us to Bavel, and there he sent all of the Talmidei Chachamim, and the Charash and the Mazger, and we had a great time with yeshivas, and everything was wonderful, because at least they are tolerant of people that are learning, and they didn't make us problems. So how could Rabbi Bar Bar Chana be complaining and ask for Rome? I mean, that would be terrible. Says the Gemara, that's not an issue. Lokasha. Homikamid and Ete Chavri Labov. Well, that's Bovel, according to the way Rashi learns. That's Bovel, and we're talking about Poras. So this is before Poras took over. The Bovelim were great. Volabosati also Chavri Labov. According to Tosis, it makes much more sense. That for so many centuries in the Golas, we did fine. Because whether it was Bovel or Poras, we lived a very fine life there, and we were able to learn. Now we have these nuttos, these religious fanatics that came in and they started making us trouble. But Mi'ikar Adin, things were actually pretty good all along.